Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
Well, this is your idea, I think, isn't it?
No.
Whose idea was it? Anyway, it's a fun idea.
It was originally. Because we've played this game before, but we've played it with what song do you get it on to? What song would get the most people on the dance floor? Yep. What song would clear a dance floor?
What song's the saddest song?
Yes, and now we have...
playing a song where one person likes it but nobody else does.
So the object of this is we have all sent in secretly to Jez, our audio producer, a song that we absolutely love but we know everyone else is going to hate. But if anyone in the room goes, oh, my God, I love that song,
then we're out. Then you're out.
So we're trying to find Song Me My One and Only.
People can get involved, right? 13, 10, 60.
Absolutely.
If you want to play.
If you've got a song you just know no one else loves but you.
Let's get producer Caitlin first, because I just saw her run out of the studio to get the phones.
Oh, that's unfair. She's got to answer the phones. Okay, you go first. Okay, let's play producer Caitlin's song.
Yep. When your baby
needs you all alone. Okay, Sonda's bobbing.
Yeah, it's a tune.
Bopping, I should say.
Also,
yep, Sonda's down for that one. You're out, babe.
It's honesty policy here. You can't say you like it so they lose. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. No. You've got to actually like it. And you'll see it in people's natural reactions.
No, this is a tune.
What is this song, Caitlin?
It's called Cry to Me. Originally came out in 1962.
I reckon we've had enough of it.
Oh.
is it Marvin Gaye? Otis Redding? Who is
no,
it?
Seal. Seal.
Is it Seal?
Yeah, it's on the
Seal
it's
in 1962.
No. So the original singer was Solomon Burke, but then it came out for the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, and Seal sung it. Yes, and that
Kiss
is Seal.
From a Rose.
So did we get two
no
likes?
One of his other ones. Yeah, I was into it.
Yeah. So.
Ah, goddamn. Yeah.
All right, Jesse, your go. It's been 1 week
since you looked at me.
This is a terrible song. I don't believe you even like this song.
I love this song. This is great.
Is this Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes, 1 week. Yeah.
I like the Bare Naked Ladies.
The Chinese
ladies.
Chicken? Is that this one?
Yeah,
not
that's
this song.
The drumstick and the brainstorm chicken? Oh, yeah. No, okay. I'm a bit more, because I remember that. Chicken, the Chinese chicken.
Have a drumstick and the brainstorm chicken.
Watch the next files with the lights on. We got a maze on.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm on board.
Are you?
I'm on board. I can't know that many words to a song.
Okay. You're out, Jess.
I'm out.
Okay, Eli, what about yours?
Okay, I know it's...
Oh. Is this Jay Malley? Who's this?
It's Nicki Webster.
Is it?
An absolute club anthem.
Is it?
Wow. To some degree.
Is it a kids' club anthem?
I haven't heard it at a club as of yet. But I reckon it would go off.
Okay, hang on. Let's sit with it for a bit.
Okay, go.
I'll start this by saying Nicki Webster, an Australian icon. What a woman. But it's a no from me.
It's a no from me.
Oh.
Is it a no from you, Sonda?
Absolutely.
Anyone got their hand up? Anyone else into this song?
I reckon if that came on in a nightclub, it would be pretty good.
Yeah. So you're saying yes, Jess?
Yeah, I think I'm saying yes. I've never heard this song before.
You're the guy that wanted the honesty policy.
No, I've never heard it before. I just need to have a little bit. Yeah,
Devilicious.
It's called Devilicious.
It's pretty good.
Devilicious.
If it comes on in a club, can we have a remix where you just say the words after?
Devilicious.
Devilicious.
So is that a yes to you, Jess?
Yeah, that's a yes from me. Anybody else?
Producer Bell.
So bum bum. Okay. We're going to take a break.
Oh, Bell, brutal.
We're going to take a break after this song.
She just ran into the studio.
Okay. Well, producer Sonda is telling me to take a break.
The producers are really
Jason Derulo's begun singing.
13, 10, 60. Are we going to take
Lincoln,
calls?
We'll get to your call next. Anyone else, call us 13, 10, 60 with your song that you think no one else likes but you love.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
We're looking for the songs that you like that nobody else does. Mm.
And if somebody else does like it, then bump, bump, you're out. Lincoln, how are ya?
Yes, very good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Have you liked any of the songs so far?
Oh, there's been a couple in there that were all right.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got for us, Link?
Black Box, Stan Walker.
Ooh, I think you might be in trouble here, Lincoln, because Eli, our web guy.
His shoulders are moving from side to side.
Big fan. I actually love this whole album.
I found another fan of the song.
You found another. You guys can chat.
Yes. You guys can chat.
Off air. Awesome, Lincoln. Crystal, what's your song?
The Captain by Casey Chambers.
You'll be the captain and I'll be no one.
Oh, Sonda loves it. I'm sorry, Crystal. Sonda's very into it. It's weird to apologise, but yes, your song's too good, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your song, Sondo, if you think that's a good one? What's your tune?
My song is fun, just like me.
Okay, let's play it.
Oh. In the Bobby world.
Oh, Belle's office. Socks here.
It's fantastic. Come on, Belle, stop being fun.
Everywhere. Look at her go. Go on, ready?
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Come on. Okay.
That's actually turned the studio upside down. That's the that got more people than when you did your song to get the party started.
Belle, with the great laugh there, what's yours?
Mine is Disco Friends by Just Jack.
She's got a whole lot of disco friends. Disco ladies.
Nah, this is a tune.
Well, you don't have to know it, though, do you? You just have to like it. Because I've never heard that. But I'd love that on a Sunday afternoon somewhere.
Yeah. Or a Sunday morning when you still haven't gone home, because
that doesn't happen anymore.
Come on, mate.
Yeah, it's good.
What have you got, Pickers?
Why
are these better than when we had to pick party songs?
Mine's certainly not a party song. It reminds me of my mum when I was growing up.
This is going to be so depressing.
It's not. I love it. We were at out as a team and it came on and I got right into it.
Is this going to be Kumbaya?
Like the wind. A long way to go.
Well, the dancing in the studio has certainly stopped.
Like the wind. Bit of Christopher Cross. Yeah. It's different to Criss Cross. Two different people. Oh, Jesse's coming on board. Oh, no, I don't want you to, do I? It's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes or no, Jesse?
Not having a bar of it.
No. Are you in or out?
I think I'm out.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, well, I'm in the lead.
Eli
likes it. Damn you. Okay, let's do one more from you, Mr. Little.
This has been my favourite song for such a long time. And
this is going to be a joke, isn't it? I can see by your face.
Are we going to play Horny again?
Have you not taken this serious again?
This is my... This not a word of lie. This is actually the song that I plan or hope to get married to one day.
Oh my god! Again, this is a joke. You're setting us up.
Yeah. I don't really care if you guys like it or not, because this is my song.
Why don't you ever participate properly?
To my wife to be. This could be all yours.
Carrie and Tommy,
the best bits.
Isn't this exciting? Mm-hmm. What have we got in the studio? What can you see? What can you see?
I can see some lights.
Yep.
I can see something you've covered with a green sheet of something.
Yes, yes.
I can see a game I gave you that I found when I was doing a clean out of my cupboard. We're not doing that.
We've got enough stuff there.
Okay.
Isn't it exciting when new opportunities come your way?
Yes.
When you get a message, it might be from...
Is this a DM?
It might be from a manager or a boss might tell you, hey, I've got a new job, I've got an exciting opportunity, it may be worth this amount of money, it might be worth this. And it's very exciting. Anyone who's ever got a new job knows the feeling, oh my gosh, my life's about to change, someone wants me, and I'm going to have a bit of money coming in. How fantastic. I'm going to read you the message that I got.
Okay.
How much do you charge for foot pics, Tommy? And
your feet.
And I wrote back, I've featured on a foot fetish website twice. Thanks, mate.
For free.
For free. Why are you bringing my price down? And so then I wrote back, $10 per foot, legend. You keen?
Only $10.
Eli got angry at me for this as well.
Why only? You're a celebrity. It's a celebrity.
Why did you whisper it?
It's because you're a famous foot. You're
as
not
if a
just
foot
a foot.
Fetish segment wasn't creepy enough, and now you're whispering, Julian.
I feel like you should have upped your price.
To what? What do you think?
I reckon if someone's asking for a pic of your foot, then there's something about your foot that they really want to see. So I reckon $500.
Whoa! Will you pay $500 for a pic of my foot?
I certainly wouldn't. Oh. I've seen your feet. They're disgusting.
No, only one of them is disgusting, which is why I said $10 per foot.
Has he seen, I'm assuming it's a he. Is it a he or a she?
That's a
he. Yeah, no woman's asking to see your feet.
Some women might.
Some are forced 13, 10, 60 to, but they don't
if you want a photo
to.
Of my foot.
Have they seen your feet, or they just think you would have nice feet because you look like a person that might have nice feet?
I posted a picture of my socks the other day and I got a few inquiries, and it got me thinking, do I want to enter this world? Yeah, I do. So I wrote $10 per foot, legend. You keen? ? He wrote back, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. For $10, that's a steal.
I know. Do you want pictures for $10 each?
No.
Damn it. And he wrote back, absolutely. May I ask what size you are, please? I wrote back, I'm a US 11. He said, perfect. What's your payment method?
What are you doing with your time?
Not just my time. Eli has got a camera and we've got a background here.
Isn't he setting up for Ava Max later on?
No, he's setting up for my feet.
For your feet?
Because I've gone and sold some pics.
Okay.
So he said, perfection, what's your payment method? And then he wrote back when I didn't get back quick enough. He said, do you accept cardless cash? $50 for 5 pics, ? And I said, yeah, that sounds great, but can I just give you my bank details?
What?
Oh, cashy.
Okay.
Off the books, eh?
Sure. I thought this is show money, not your money.
Yeah, I'll split it. and I said, can I just give you my bank details? He said, prefer cardless cash. If you know how to do that, please. And I said, I do not know how to do that. And he said, oh, okay. I give you a code. You go to the ATM, press cardless cash, put in the code, cash straight into your hands. And I wrote back.
What?
And I wrote back, this is so great.
That's not a real thing. Are you being scammed?
I don't think so. I think the person that ends up with photos of my feet is the person being scammed.
Okay.
And so I said, oh, cool. I didn't even know that was a thing. I'll send you the photos first so you know you're happy.
How many times have you gone back and forth?
We've been chatting a lot.
Are they Australian?
Okay? I don't know.
Have
I did
you
not
looked
ask.
Into their profile?
Mate, I've read you the whole
but
conversation.
But have you looked at the profile of the person that was messaging you?
Mate, it's not a profile. There's an egg. It's one of those profiles. Yeah. And then he said, you are an absolute legend. And I said, I didn't respond. And he said, can I ask, will they be the tops of your feet or your soles?
Oh, my God, that's
and
so disgusting.
I did not get back to that. Oh, can we take Vanessa quickly Jess? G'day, Vanessa.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. Vanessa, do you want photos of my feet?
Yes.
Really? Have you seen them, Vanessa?
Are you out of a
no,
big we're a
that's
team.
That's why it's got me interested.
Yeah,
one's really munted from when I did a marathon,
hang on,
Vanessa.
Hang on. Vanessa, would you like to see them?
Yes.
Yeah, how much?
It's got me curious now to see what it looks like.
How much are you going to pay?
$15.
$15.
I mean, that's more than your other guy's offering you.
Yeah. I'll give you access to a 5-photo bundle, which will cost just $75, Vanessa.
Will there also be
sound?
A wallet size pick in there so she can keep it in her wallet?
Absolutely. That's the actual size of my feet. 13, 10, 60. Oh. No, I don't need bad vibes.
What's Autumn saying?
Autumn, let's go to Autumn. Autumn, g'day.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
How much do you want to pay for photos of my feet?
I don't want any photos. I'm not a foot person.
Okay.
But I just called to say that you should probably not card this cash and go with Pay ID.
Why can't I do cardless cash?
What if he doesn't send you the money? Then
this has turned into invoicing chat.
Then you've sent him the photos for nothing. Those feet
yes,
for nothing.
Exactly. So I think Pay ID is the way to go. You'll get the transaction like in a minute.
Autumn, how many times have you sold photos of your feet?
Never. And I don't plan to either.
I'm gonna get snapping
okay.
with Eli. And now 13, 10, 60.
What are you gonna do something fun with your feet?
Well, I'm going to keep one in a sock. I bought some fun socks in.
Okay, great.
Some are fun colours, and then the other ones say rude words on it.
Sure.
I thought that was fun. I am going to keep one gloved up, as we say in the business.
Do you want,
yeah,
first of all, do you need a bit of a, before the shot?
Oh, a bit of zhuzhing.
A bit of zhuzhing.
I don't know. I didn't think of zhuzhing. I do have lines where,
all,
my sock was.
Oh, you've cut your nails in preparation, haven't
you? Has he had
you?
A pedicure? No.
He's had a pedicure.
No, I bit them.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't.
Are you joking?
I didn't.
If you tell the guy that, that'll really get him going.
I know. That ups my price. Yeah, I bit him. Yeah. Over. No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't. Anyway, we're going to get snapping.
Do you want to throw in my foot as a bonus?
I don't want to bring my price down, mate.
What 13, do you want calls
13,
on?
13, 1060.
Okay.
Would you like to buy some photos of my feet? And do you think $10 was not enough?
No,
how could I up the value? Would you like Carrie's foot thrown into a photo? Give us a call.
It'd take up all the photos. They're very big.
Take your calls next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, my.
Toes have been around the town for the last few minutes, haven't they?
I have just finished a shoot, guys.
Is this your first? Oh, no, it's not your first modelling.
It's my first foot shot. Yeah.
It's your first foot shot.
Yeah. And
a creep online's offering you $10 bucks for
a lovely gentleman. That's my client. What are you talking about? A bloke asked me, do I want to sell pictures of my feet? And I said yes. And
for a super low rate of $10.
$10. Rochelle, do you think $10 was too low?
Oh, yeah, I reckon too low.
How much should I have charged?
I don't know. What your feet look like? I don't like feet.
I got a good one and a bad one.
Which foot? Yeah, because one foot is
horrendous.
You know
what I rang for, though, Tommy?
What?
I want the website because I want to put my feet on there.
Oh, it's tommylittle.com.au.
No, not your website.
Oh, where's yours?
The guy? You need to send Rochelle, DM Rochelle, this creep's details.
Not me, my client. My client. Also, just confidentiality.
Also, but don't create competition for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Quick, hang up on her.
No, there needs to be a woman.
Jesse, hang up.
A woman and a man's toes together. You could go into business with Rochelle.
No, she's gone, mate. We got rid of the competition.
You could do a cute shot where you intertwine your toes.
Yes.
I already asked because if she wanted to get involved with the shot. And, John, you won't believe what Carrie said she'd do for $1,000.
I didn't. I didn't.
John, I'll give you one. Hello, John. I'll give you one guess if you can tell me what Carrie said she'd do for the feet shoot for $1,000.
I couldn't even guess, tell you the truth. I only just turned the radio on and heard you talking about your toes.
Okay. Well, she said she would put my toe in her mouth for $1,000.
I'm not putting your toes in my mouth.
Someone will pay $1,000 to watch that.
Yeah. I said I'd pay it just to have the photo. What do you reckon?
I reckon you should up the ante and start drawing little faces on your toes and cutting.
That's cute.
Cut the end of your socks off and make a little beanie on it.
Oh, that's good.
So cute. John, I can draw. Do you want me to draw? I'll draw
you,
on it now.
Are you in the foot? Are you in the foot game?
No, but I think I should be after my idea. So.
Yeah, that's good. John, how much do you reckon? Do you reckon $10 is too low for my feet photos?
Well, my partner was telling me one time that she'd seen it online, like people talking about it on Facebook, and they were offering like $300. There's millionaires out there that want it, mate.
You know what you could do? John could be your stylist.
I know. Hey, John, would you come and style my feet?
Hey, why not?
It's so tickly. Carrie might try and suck on your toe when you're here, though, John.
$1,000. I'll drop it to $500.
Let's go to Jane. G'day, Jane.
Hey, guys.
Sorry. How are you, Jane?
Look, Tommy, I will give you $50 not to go ahead with this.
Ooh. But, Jane, I'm making so far $50 from the photos from one person and another $75 from another person. So that's $125.
Do you not think that your clients might be a bit dodgy and a bit perverted?
Yes, I'm hoping so.
And is that why you want to do it? Because
yeah,
you kind
of want
to get into the
it?
Dark side of life?
Yes, and I just want money, Jane.
Right.
Carrie's drawing on my feet and it's so ticklish.
I'm trying to use your hair as the moustache.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's good. Jane, Jane, why do you think I should not go into it?
I think your little feet are sacred, Tommy.
Oh, not my right one, Jane. Have you seen it? It's munted, mate.
Don't do that one then. Just leave that one in the sock.
Yeah, I have. I have, actually. It's cute. It's like it's holding the other one
in
a little glove.
Sharpie?
Do we have a Sharpie? Let's go to Danny. Danny, g'day.
Hello, how are you?
Well, Carrie's just giving me a foot massage now. It's quite nice. Mate, what happened there?
It didn't work. I've got to go again.
Okay. Danny, what have you rang to say apart from giving your love and support for this idea?
Well, if you get the right clients, they actually pay for you to get pedicures and all that kind of stuff. And then,
Danny in the game?
Danny, are you in the game?
I'm not, no. Someone dear to me is my sister, and she makes very good money out of it. Very good money.
How much is she charging a foot?
Looks like a troll doll.
Her photo, $150 to $200.
What?
Photo, not per toe.
That's not right. It was between $100 and $150 per foot. Per photo. Now you're getting me confused.
$10
per photo.
And how are her foot? Has she got hot feet, Danny?
I think she does.
It's going to be a problem?
Jealous of them.
Do you think it's a problem that I'm going to keep one of my feet covered up? Or do you think it adds to the mystery?
I think you should give one of the monkey toes as well, because I reckon that this guy would be more interested in the monkey toe than the good toe.
Can you draw a face on my monkey toe?
I'm not going near that monkey toe. No. It's so gross, mate.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Have you ever stumbled across those bad dates sites?
No, I don't have the same spare time you do.
Really?
It's
you
true.
Spent 3 hours in a cafe on Monday?
No, that was mourning my child going to her first day of school. That's different.
But you weren't with, what do you mean, mourning her?
Yeah, I just sat there in shock because it was a real world.
You told me you
ride.
Had three Eggs Benedict.
I would never get Eggs Benedict.
It's such a treat.
It's disgusting.
No, it's so, what? Nah, what?
It's not my thing.
It's so good.
Anyway, talk to me about bad dates.
There's a bad dates website that I just love. If I'm ever feeling bad about my love life, I just zoom in on these.
So you're on there quite
all
often.
The time. I just happen to be on there now. Here's just one. I've just picked a random one. This was a bad date that happened on her birthday earlier that evening. The folks had brought round a cake, and there was a full cake sitting there on the bench. And then the date turned up later when everyone else had left. And they were sitting there on the couch, chilling out, watching a movie. There was a bit of making out. Ooh. And when he says to me, "Oh, you know that cake on the bench, could I have some?" And she said, "That's a bit of an odd request, but sure." And she brought some cake over, and he said, "Could you use your hands?" And she said, "Sorry?" And he said, "Feed it to me."
Oh.
And
that's when
said,
you say, "See the door there?"
Oh, wait. And she said, I guess. Okay. So she starts scooping cake into his mouth.
With a spoon or just bare hands?
Bare hands. And he yells, "Shove it in my mouth." 5 minutes later, the whole cake is gone. And she thinks, well, at least that's over. And so then he's lying there, full on the couch, caressing
his belly,
which is full of cake. And then he looks over and says, "Oh, is that a jam roll on the bench?"
I like this guy now.
That is when she said, "Look, I think that's enough." And she showed him the door as he waddled out with his belly full of cake. That wasn't the one that really took my fancy. This one, I just love the choice of words in this one. So it starts like this. So after nearly a year of pandemic, I finally went out and met a guy. I suffer from migraines, and I was in a full-blown one when we decided to meet. So I had to...
So she had a migraine but decided to go on the date.
Anyway, she goes on... it sounds like yes. Anyway, when one takes a load of pain medication, one must drink some, she says, poo drink, which she goes on to say, Metamucil is my preference. So
right.
Obviously
it must block her up
a bit. So I drank some and then we arranged to meet that evening.
Oh, dear.
And then she says, "Yep, you guessed it. Midway through doing the do,
stop. Okay. Yep. Oh, it's a poor thing.
And he said, she said he didn't handle it well.
No.
And so she...
Don't you postpone the date?
Well,
if you know
I would have thought so.
Impending.
And even when she said, "Yep, you guessed it," That's not what I guessed was going to be next. Because her next line is, we were doing the do.
Yes.
And I thought, no, oh, I wouldn't have been.
Just, no.
If I had a kilo of Metamucil inside of me, and I know that I've got a loosely plucked cork
imagine
that could go.
Imagine her doing the do with Cake Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Chocolate cake.
It'd be like an art installation in your room after you were done. She
great
said,
tales. These are good.
She said, if you can't handle the shit happens in life, then he's not the one for me.
Nah,
blocked him and moved on.
That's a lot for first date.
I agree. But I really want to focus on this bit in the story. When she says, yep, you guessed it. Because I thought if I had 10 guesses then, maybe even if I have 100, I wasn't going to guess the next sentence.
See, I would have guessed that.
You reckon that was going straight to doing the do.
If that's on a bad dates website, that's the only outcome.
But I would have thought that would have happened maybe at dinner, maybe something else.
Oh, midway
she's just
through
gone
the meal,
straight
she raced to the toilet.
That's her next sentence. But she goes, yeah, you guessed it. Yeah. We were doing the do. I'm like, no, I didn't. And so I thought we should give our listeners a chance to get involved as we play the first edition of...
You guessed it.
You know why you also wouldn't have guessed that that's what she was going to say next?
Yep.
Because you hold on and don't ever do in a relationship for about 6 months. So
no.
You wouldn't have thought that that'd be something that she would, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I leave the house.
You'll leave relationships to avoid being caught.
Yeah, I have had one end
doing
before
number twos,
because I needed
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
And instead of, she was in a studio apartment, and instead of doing that, I said, I've got to leave. And then, she thought I was being so weird. And she's like, you just up and left one night. And I didn't have the heart to say why. Anyway.
So, yep, you guessed it. How does it work?
So give us a call with a story. Yep. It can be about anything, but you just need to stop halfway through your story and say the sentence, yep, you guessed it. And then you and
everyone
have to guess
next.
What happens next. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We are doing the first ever edition of...
You guessed it.
And I'm sorry if that opener gave you a bit of a breakdown. That really gets in your head, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I thought
style.
It was Willy Wonka.
Yes.
What's it from?
Just
don't
our
know,
radio
it's
show.
Slow down segment.
Yep, you guessed it. It started because I read this story that a lady wrote about a bad date she had where she had to have a lot of Metamucil because of her migraines and
her medication that she was on.
Yes. And she went on a date that evening.
Yeah.
Full of all this Metamucil. And then she said, yep, you guessed it. And I thought, well, she had to leave to go to the bathroom or something. And her next line is, so we were doing the do.
Yes. And which it ended.
We did the poo. Yes. Yep. And it's just not what I was expecting. So I thought I would give our listeners a chance to tell us a story and then at some point say, yep, you guessed it. And me and you have to guess
great.
What happened. Deb, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you. Thanks you for being the first contestant on Yep, You Guessed It. Have you got a story for us?
I do. My family and I were at the beach with my dog and he was having a great time running around. And as we were about to leave, he ran up to the tree line. And when he came back, his breath smelled disgusting. I just thought he'd eaten cat food because he does that. And then we got home and he just started acting really weird, spaced out, a bit jittery. Things got worse, and I ended up having to take him to the emergency vet because you guessed it.
The emergency vet.
He had eaten a hand.
Oh, do you reckon, Pickers? Because I was going to go with an animal carcass. I was going to go with, like, a possum carcass. Whose hand?
I don't know. I didn't think it through. Just thought it would be...
Because imagine if your hand had been ripped off and then you saw the car going away and your mate said, well, just wave him down. You said, very funny. So, Deb, Carrie's saying a hand has been eaten by the dog. I reckon a possum carcass. What happened?
No, you're both incorrect. He'd actually eaten the feces of someone that had been smoking something and was affected by that.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Your dog...
Hash cakes.
Wow. And what did that... How did that make the dog act?
Exactly how you would think they would. So he was very spaced out. He was very jittery. His breathing was elevated. And, yeah, his temperature was low. So he had to spend the night in the vet. And I had never even dreamt that that was possible. But apparently it's a thing.
Great really, story, Deb.
Yeah.
Did they at least put on some Adam Sandler videos or something while I was at the vet?
Give him some food to eat.
How many times do you reckon it can go through?
I don't know.
Okay, let's not bog down in that, so to speak.
High.
G'day, Paul.
Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
It was Evie's first day of school, and I...
A little firecracker.
She is a little firecracker, and I anticipated that it might be a tough day for her because she feels things deeply.
And it's scary.
Where she gets that from. But I think, so I was very emotional last night. I think I was getting upset at the idea that, like, because I quite enjoy my mornings with her and my time with her when the house is quiet and no one else is around. It's just, you know, we do stuff together. And when they start going to school, obviously, you don't get that any. It's weekend time when everyone's around and it's chaos. And I think I was getting quite emotional about that last night. So I was worried that I was going to be an absolute wreck this morning. But I dropped Evie off, and from the moment she woke up, she didn't want to go to her first day of school, which I was like, okay, how do I navigate this? Because it wasn't optional. And so in the end, she convinced herself she could go for just 15 minutes.
Which was just a rule she made up?
Kind of, yes. And then she kept asking us, but it was the only way of getting her there. But I couldn't say yes, definitely, because I knew that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So I was going, I did a lot of, we'll ask the teacher, we'll make that her problem.
And then did she wonder why you weren't checking with the teacher when you got
there? When we got there, I did check with the teacher, and the teachers, they were so beautiful. They're obviously used to dealing with this all the time. Anyway, it was pretty hectic drop off.
Yeah.
How hectic? Pretty hectic.
But I guess
we had to step outside because it was quite loud, and obviously the other little kids are feeling anxious and nervous too, and you don't want to upset them. And that loudness was me. No. But weirdly, I wasn't as emotional as I thought, because I think I was so distressed for her being upset that I thought I would be an absolute mess.
Yeah.
But I was tearing up more watching her so upset. But anyway, the teachers were beautiful, and they brought this little dog for her to talk to. I think we got a little bit of Evie talking about the special dog they brought her that she became friends with that made everything better.
Playing with Macy, the little dog that cheered me up.
Little Macy that cheered her up. Anyway, we got a message from the school 5 minutes later with a picture of her having the time of her life.
Great.
And I was like, well, all of that was for nothing. But I was so happy to see that she was having a good time. And then I picked her up from school. She only had half a day and she couldn't.
Hang on, they only did half a day, or that was what she bargained you up from 15 minutes?
They only did half.
Okay, right.
They do like half days.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I went and sat in a cafe for a couple of hours. I think I was
For a couple of hours? So, busiest woman in showbiz.
I think I was a bit shell-shocked. It was a lot.
So
I can't
get
stress
anything,
you when you see
you just...
your child in distress like that. Like, it was made me really upset.
And you thought, I just need a few dishes of Eggs Benedict and a few coffees, and that'll really
I wondered
out.
If it was too early for a vodka. It was.
I had a
coffee, and then anyway, I went to pick her up at lunchtime, and well, wouldn't you know, she had the morning of her life.
It was good. Well, we did some playing. We Sasha and me just learned how to go to the toilet, where to go to the toilet. And we started playing, doing some drawing, and we did some work, and we didn't play with iPads yet because it was only 1 week, 2 weeks, and then we'll do with them. But it was really good, and yeah.
That's so cute.
Anyway, so she had, it's going to make me sad. She's so big now. Anyway.
Mate, she still sounds pretty little.
No, that's what I was thinking. She sounded big listening to her. Yeah. When you hear them talk like that, it's like, oh, they're all grown up. Anyway, she had a great day. To all the mummers out there who have had a full-on couple of days or have it coming, yeah. Don't get upset, Sonda.
This has been a real emotional ride, this bit of radio, hasn't it been?
Oh, these are all the tears that I was holding back.
I know, you said surprisingly, I showed no emotion. Anyway, that's going to burst out the seams somewhere. Just give us a minute.
Oh, she really is my child, isn't she?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
Sorry, not Carrie. It is Superintendent Carrie Bickmore here, and it is time for...
Carrie's Crime Watch.
Oh.
bit of a community service announcement.
And I'm so sorry I haven't been addressing you properly all these years.
It's a new title. Don't worry.
When did you get the badge?
Well, I was out and about on the weekend doing some good community work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know how the police force sometimes just give an honorary position? They gave it to me.
Okay, sorry.
Interesting that they went with superintendent as well, not detective or captain or something.
Sorry,
like that.
I'm more of a community policeman.
Doesn't sound as good, mate. from my experience, I know there is a good cop and a bad cop. Which one are you?
Oh, no, I'm a good cop. Yeah, no bad cop here today. Just some great community advice is what I'm here. Think of this as a town hall session.
This has gone.
And everyone's come and I've got to tell them.
This has gone so downhill. I thought you were going to be doing some ass kicking, locking up baddies, cop stuff.
Nah.
And now we're sitting in a town hall.
You're sitting in a town hall and I have some advice for you.
Me?
Everybody.
Oh, okay.
If you think putting your keys above the wheel, your front wheel when you go for a run, is clever and sneaky and no one will steal my car, you're wrong.
You've been stealing cars?
I've seen three people come back to their car and or depart their car and go for a run and leave their key on the top wheel underneath, you know, the little what would you call that, the hat bit?
The wheel hat, yeah.
Yes. I could have just gone up and stolen their cars.
But did you?
No,
so when
but
they got
I'm
back,
a good person because I'm a good cop, Superintendent Carrie Bickmore.
Well, not really, because you've just told everyone, hey, if you want to jack a car.
No, I'm saying that's not the place to leave it. Just run with your keys. It's all I'm saying.
But, mate, do you reckon out of those three people,
yes,
how many people do you reckon out of three got back and their car was there?
All three.
Yes.
But
so
I'm
it
saying,
sounds like it's a pretty great place to leave
no,
your
it's key. Not.
Also
it's
great
not. All I would need to do.
Faster.
Isn't it?
All I'd need to do is go to a car park at a running track or near water where there's a little path and just skim my hand across all of the wheels and one of those cars would be mine for the taking.
And so should we?
But I wouldn't do that because I'm a good cop and no one should do that. But I'm just saying
suddenly,
it's community advice. Don't leave your keys there.
Suddenly we've got a crooked cop on the force and this has got a bit more interesting again. Should we go to a car park next weekend? Next week?
That's a great idea.
And out of, we'll hit 20 cars.
I'm not going to steal the car.
We'll no, here's the rule. Here's the rule. If you find a key, you have to take it.
No, but I will open their car. I'll sit in it.
Great.
And when they come back, I'm going to shake that key and Superintendent Carrie Bickmore is going to say, terrible place to leave. I could have stolen it, but I didn't because I'm a good cop.
And so do you think you're, as a police officer, going to be able to get out of getting arrested next week?
Is it bad if I sat in the front seat?
Yeah.
Oh, but if the result was they were going to have their car stolen, I think they'll be happy.
By you, mate. You're
no,
the one
but I'm not.
Their car.
No, someone could have.
Imagine
I'm doing
if you
a good
broke
deed.
Into someone's house and was like, "Guys, for next time,
okay,
I'm
so
protecting you against the other robbers."
It's funny you say that. I've got two more bits of community advice.
Oh, jeez.
Leaving your front door open is not a good idea.
Mate, I do it.
No, it's not good idea.
Why? This is not community advice.
And
this
my
is
third
fear
bit of
mongering.
It's not fear mongering. I'm trying to keep the community safe.
No, it's not. This is fear mongering.
My third bit of advice.
You're a fear monger.
You're not fooling anybody if you have a concrete frog in your front lawn that is definitely a key container storing your spare key.
Do you know what? Do you know what's bad?
What?
Do you know what I've got?
A concrete frog?
On top of my front right tyre.
A concrete frog.
Concrete frog.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.